Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable, where we talk about women's issues on this Thursday, the 7th of January, 2020, broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has forced so many people to work from home. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. In our program today, we are talking about what happened in the United States yesterday at the start of the Capitol Hill deliberations on certifying the election of the president-elect Joe Biden. We are also going to discuss the Zimbabwe 30-day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown, which started on Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Siyalambulela zihlobo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje asihluzeni bomama emsakazweni weStudio 7, Boy Voice of America. Lapho esihlaziya izandluphe izangkathazelo kuphumelela kwabesifazane kungolesine kunjenje mhla ka 7 zibandlela 2021. Lamhlanje esisakaza kumbe ngithi ngisakaza ngisemzini wami e-Upper Marlboro, e-Maryland, kungenxa yobhubhane lolu olwe COVID-19 osolwenze abantu abaningi basebenzele emakhaya emzini yabo hatshi e-ofisini kumbe kuma-studios. Ikho-ke asoze ngithathe incingo zenu njengemvama, kodwa-ke sizaxoxa lalabo engenelise ukubathinta ecingweni kube njalo khona lapha kumabonakude. Igama lami Praxedes Jeremiah. Supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday, forcing the evacuation of the Senate as lawmakers counted electoral votes to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Videos of skirmishes outside the Capitol showed protesters tearing down rows of metal barricades around the building before confronting uniformed forces. Some breached the building's entrance, resulting in a violent, chaotic scene. Throngs of people pushed past the police who were trying to block them from entering the Capitol Hill building. A mob breached security and successfully entered the building. The D.C. National Guard was activated. The expansion of military involvement only came after the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested that Guard's members be sent to the Capitol Hill after those on the ground had reported that they were overwhelmed. Now, President-elect Joe Biden came on television and condemned Mr. Trump for stoking the violence. He said, quote, "I call on the mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward," end of quote. Then after Biden's address, in a video meant to quell chaos at the Capitol Hill, President Trump repeated claims that the election he lost was stolen before telling his supporters, quote, "You have to go home now." The video came after the national leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, called on Mr. Trump to send his supporters home after violence had erupted at the Capitol Hill.
"I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us. From me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace."
That day was President Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, trying to quell the chaos that had erupted between the police and his supporters. The protest didn't happen in Washington, D.C. only. As Congress convened in D.C. to certify the results of the presidential election, dozens of supporters of President Donald Trump also rallied in front of Los Angeles City Hall. They were all holding flags and carrying signs reading, "Stop the Steal." Members of the group stood along Spring Street, while others also circled the area in their vehicles. There were some skirmishes, clashes between those protesters and the law enforcement. Let's watch what happened in LA. Pane zvakaitika nezuro zvandandichataura zviya kuti tichatanga nekutarisa zvakaitika kuWashington DC pamwe chete nekuLos Angeles kuCalifornia apo vatsigiri vemutungamiri weUnited States President Donald Trump vakapinda nechisimba kudare reparamende reUS Capitol muWashington DC vachizvimanikidzira kuti vapinde mudare makange muri kutaurwa nezvenyaya kana kuti pakange pakuverengwa zvino mavhoti kekupedzisira mudare reparamende nevadare maseneti nevamwe vose vanenge vari mudare reseneti kuti vachinyatsotsinhidzira kuti President-elect Joe Biden vakanga vahwina zveshuwa muna November apo pakaitwa sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika vachikwikwidzana nava Donald Trump vange varipo pachigaro kwemakore emana apfuura. Asi zvinhu hazvina kunyatsofamba zvakanaka sezvo kubva pakaitwa sarudzo iyoyo pakabuda zvakabuda musarudzo iyoyo zvichiratidza kuti vaJoe Biden vakanga vakunda mumasarudzo iyi. VaDonald Trump havana kuzvigashira. Vakaramba vachingoimba kuti vakabirwa. Vakabirwa mavhoti. Saka ngazvidzokororwe. Vakaenda kumatare. Zvikadii kusvikira zuva ranhasi. Chiregai iko zvino izvi timbodzokera kuZimbabwe. Tinotarisa chirongwa icho chatanga sezvo kutaura kwandaita pakutanga kwechirongwa. Ndatinini tichange tichitarisa zvekare nyaya yechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. As I said before, that we are not only going to talk about what happened in the United States yesterday, but we are also going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. So the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe reports that it had 610 new cases of COVID-19 as of the 6th of January 2021, which was last night or yesterday, which brought the accumulated number of cases since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country to 17,804, including 11,966 recoveries, as well as 431 deaths. Zvino, zviri kunetsa kuZimbabwe ikoko, kuti vanhu isi zvikuru sei madzimai, vange vachibhalansa pakati pekuti vanoshandira mhuri yavo sei kuti vawane chikafu. Nekuti handi vese vari pamabasa, vamwe vakatorasikirwa nemabasa. Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe vanhu vaya vanoshandira vanoshandisa maoko avo kuzvishandira. Saka kana paitwa lockdown kudai, madzimai ndiwo anotakura mutoro wakaomarara wekuti zvino muri inodyei, vana vachaenda kuchikoro nei, iwo mapipi acho ekutenga mamaski, zvinhu zvese zvinongowira pamafudzi emudzimai amai. Iko zvine zvichiregai ndichi ndiunza mudariro munyarikani wedu wezuva ranhasi vanova ivo mai Fiona Sikiwe Pfukwa kuti vatitsanangurirewo kuti ivo semunhukadzi anoitawo mabata anoitawo mabasa ekungobata-bata apo nepapo vachingoraramisa mhuri yavo zviri kuvabata sei madzimai muZimbabwe kuti vararame pasi pe30-day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, tinokugamuchira pachirongwa.
Nyavonga, ndinofara nokutsinda uya pachirongwa. Ndinofara kumandikokwa. Ndikokwa
nhasi pako. Zvakanaka. Ngatitarisei kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muZimbabwe pari zvino. Pane COVID-19 level 4 lockdown yakatanga nemusuwe chipiri. Iri kubata-bata sei vanhukadzi? Ngatitangirei pamuri chaizvo. Imimi ngatitsanangurire kuti muri mudzimai akaita sei, ari mubhizimusi, ari kuita basa rei rekuzviraramisa. And then tozoenda pakuti zviri kubata-bata sei imimi nevamwe vanhukadzi.
Imini ndinoita zvakawanda-wanda. Tisi vana dhobha-dhobha vemuno muHarare. Chese chamuka chekuseka tinotengesa. Ungazvira zvezverana, ungava zvechikoro, tiri kufamba-famba nguva iyoyo, ndo chatinodi chatinotengesa. Ende ndiwo mararamiro edu kwenguva yakareba. Zvamunoziva kuti informal sector ndiyo yakabata nyika. Saka paunenge uchinzwa kuti pari kuita mari apa, ndopaunopinda. Ari kudawo mari. Achinotenga business, uchipuwa percentage, achiya achipuwa percentage, unongogaruka muchiro zvanenge auya nazvo as long as the business proposal ichibudisa pundutso. Asi kusvika patanga COVID, ndingati gore rakapera. Tanga tine tarisiro yekuti zvinhu zvinochinja. Asi gore rakapera takatanga tiri 3 months. Tikabva mu3 months tikapinda tikadzokera tatozvona tapinda muna December. Mari yatinenge takachengeta akoma semakore ese inopera. Mwana anorwara achada mushonga. Chinhu chese chiri mumba chiri kuda kutengwa. Mitengo yekukwira zuva nezuva. Hatina chatiinformal sector. Agriculture ndiyo yakatibata musana wedu wemuno munyika unobva mukurima. Varimi chaivo kuti vatenge zvokuisa pasi. Kana usiri kufamba, usiri kudyara. Mvura iri kunaya zvese zvinoda kuti zvive nemishonga inokontrola zvirwere zvakawanda zvese zvinobva mukurima. Izvozvi tiri kutaura ndisaida tombabva kuna December. Izvozvi ndiri kutaura kuti varimi vavhariwa. Ndandiri kumbare nhasi. Mapotatoes angachita $10 3 days ago. Tagara kuita $15. Madomasi zvinhu zvakazara kumbare uku hakuna vanhu vari kutenga. Kwakazara mapurisa kana havasi kufamba. Saka kurarama chaiko kuti tidye domasi kana usina mugadheni hapana mararamiro aoku. Gadheni racho unoriita sei mvura yanga ichinesa. Mvura yatozotava kuna yeye zvinoti. Domasi rinotora 3 months kuti ribereke. Saka tisatamboenda kure ndiri munhu wechikadzi. Chokuisa papoto ndinenge ndinacho asi handina domasi, handina onyeni. Handingatinge nenyama yega ine mafuta inoda kuperekezwa. Huku wacho unawo. Ko vari kumusha vari kurarama nei. Tambere tichitobva mudraut. Gore rakapera takatisa kutomborima zvakakwana. Saka semunhukadzi tisi tiri kunyanyobatwa zvakanyanya. Zvakanyanyisa. Ana baba vanogona kubuda asini ndinosara nevana. Ndandine vana vaviri vanga vakunyora. Mwe akanyora zvakanaka tambeita nyora. Ari kunyora zimpeki. Vanabvira gore rakapera vachiverenga vari mumba. Vamba vachida maextra lessons. Ndakachibhadhara maextra lessons. Anyora weCambridge ari nanakamirira madzidzo awo. Fungai uyo wegore rakapera. Mentally anenge akazvivharira mumba. There is so much anxiety. Mwana uti tinovhura dhoo. Arikuti uchingovhura dhoo arikumbobvunza kuti nai mama. Saka madzidzo acho achabuda rini. Nai mama. That mental confusion kungovhiringika kwepfungwa kwemwana iyeye. Inwacho hazvisitombori stable. handisikuzwa kuti mangwana tichakwanisa kudya here. Mari yandaive nayo yapera musika. Ndichiti gore rino zvichaita zvirinani. Hapana chiriranho chekuita. Nokuti tinenge tine tarisiro. Zvino ichaita zvakanaka. Zvino COVID yacho inobuda kuti yatanga muna January ako. Saka tinosvika zvekuti.
Hazvisi kutombozikana kuti zvichapera pai uye weni. Saka imi munoona kuti malockdown aya akanaka here, anoshanda here kudzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19?
Kushanda anoshanda akoma. Nokuti dai tisina kuita lockdown asiye, ndofunga dai tiri pakaoma ende dai takadiga vanhu zvakanyanyisa. Ende ndiri kuona kuti kufa kwevanhu necovid gore rino ndingati mwedzi uno panyanya, nokuti munoziva kuti mahotel emuno muzimbabwe marizot ese matourism marizot ese anga akadzikisa mapraizes. Vanhu vanga vakazara Victoria Falls, vanhu vanga vari kukarisa, vanhu vanga vari kunyanga. Saka zveshuwa mukana takauvhurira chirwere chikapinga. Ende pane zvino tinongokurira tese, mumwe akati chakufamba nemhepo kunge flu, mumwe akati chakuita sei. Saka chaunza chirwere chaicho chaicho hatisi kutsinzira. Asi ndofunga from holiday yese December yese iyi takavhura gonhi, chirwere chikauya chikapeta rusere tamo.
Kunodoka kwezuva remusi wechipiri takaona nhamba dzevanhu dzichikwira vakanga vawanikwa vaine coronavirus pavakavhenekwa neveministry of health, yakava pa 1365. MuHarare chete makanga muine 777. Chii chaizvo chaizvo chamunoona kunge chakakwidza huwandu hwevanhu kudai?
Kufarisa kwatakaita, kurelaxa kwatakaita, takapombonoka pasi season, takafarisa. Ende nhamba dziri kutaurwa idzako mabvunzo angu unenge uri webutso. Makatesta, vakatestwa, vakakwanisa kutesta. Kuna testa inini pachezvangu, ndakaenda kunotesta neyangu mari inokuda. Handiti $60, so far ndaita kaviri $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford to go for testing? Saka vatestwa apa vatestwa kupi? Kune kwemahara here kuri kutestwa? Vatestwa zvaita sei? Ko vari mudzimba vasina kutestwa vangani? Vari kurwara zvatinotaura nhasi. Vari kuzvirapa vega vari muisolation vangani? Zvese izvozvo zviri kuenda kuna amai vari mumba vane vana. Vane vana vari kutya kuti mama ndikangorwara papahuro ndaane COVID. Ndikakosora mama ndaane COVID. Ndikangonzwa pachesu pachirwadza mama ndaane COVID. Mutoro wose uri kudzoka kunani?
Namai.
Vacho vari stable here? Taive nemacounseling echannel. Dai mhanya ndoenda kuchechi ndoenda kucounseling ndoti inini wacho samai dzangu dziri dzese. Mai ndio vane mutoro wakadarisa munhu wese.
Saka izvinoizvi vari mudzimba anamai vari kubatsirikana sei nedzipi nzira sezvo machechi akavharwa, kuna ana china hakuchaendwa, madzimai vari kubatikana sei?
Ndosaka ndati amai ndo vari kunyanya kubatikana. Machannels ese aishandisa when everything was normal, zvese zviri right, akavharwa kuenda kushangara. Ina handitodi munhu anoyapa dhopa angu asina kugwa. Handitodi, ndinotonyarara because ndinoona ndiri kutotya kuti anoya kuzondiona anondidzira chirwere. Handitoboda meyo, ndinotovhara maketeni kuipo. Takuita munhu watanga tisina nenyaya yekutya. Hatisi tiri vanhu vatanga tiri nenyaya yekutya. Ende nhasi chero munhu akauya chiti ndokumbirawo mari yechikafu, inini wacho handina. Takunyima pane unhu hwatanga tisina. Ende hapana zvatiri kungoita, tiri kungoenda pasocial media tongonzi kunatsira nhasi ndatoona imwe yanga ichifamba yanzi natira nezvakati zvisingabvumirwe. Unotomuita zvese zvese dzamuka, muchauda kupona. Maremon acho madhuriro ari kuita, jinja yacho, garlic yacho, kunatira kwacho hatizoti zvatikunatira zvinei hazvisi kutikwadza here? Ko kana COVID yazopera, maefekt ezvinhu zvese muchiriyoka gore riyani ratakambodya fangai. Ezvo zvingatitarisa vana generation yetu nemazikuru. Hatichazviva takaita kuti tiite zvese izvozvo. Kudai ndiyo fangaiya, ndozvatakuita izvozvo. Mahome remedies atiri kuti hatisikudya efekt yacho. Tiri kunatira mabhaketi eplastiki. Hatisi kuziva kuti plastiki haikuti afekta here nokupisa kwainenge ichiita. Saka zvese zvatiri kuita mangwana zvinogona kuzotikanganisazve. Tiri kungoti chese chamuka inyama.
Chokwadi. Wothi ke sichaphele ngale siye esiNdebeleni. Wena njengomama osakhulayo, kuliphatha njani kumbe ngithi uhlelo lolu olwe-COVID-19 level 4 lockdown oluqalise ngolwesibili? Uphethe njani abesifazane?
Abesifazana siphathekile and siphathekele kakhulu ngoba yitsho esigcina ihoni, yitsho esikhangela ihoni. Sikusela kubaba kuye ebantwaneni isobo nxa wendile ngoya bungumama emulini naleyo. Umuntu abe ufuna ukwelashwa ufuna kumama, umuntu ofuna lokhu ufunela kumama. And umama usephathekile ngoba khathesi asisasebenzi nezinto esasizithengisa izinto zonke thina kasika manufacturing bekele lapha eZimbabwe. Injeyo kuvele China. iChina kulethi izinto lapha freight isidabule times 2 times 3. Kulethi izinto eSouth Africa asipoti bani. Yabo malayitsha labasangeni. Labasangeni lula. Izinto zonke sezingena kukhokhokhopo nesezibuya ama-price sendayo. Esekhwelile. Akade siyathengisa ezinayo. Akusela muntu osethenga isigqoka, akusela muntu osethenga ingwane, akusela muntu osethenga nomintu yomntwana. Khathesi imali yonke sisiye kudleni. Isisiye kuthengeni khona amagarlic, ojinja, izinto esisebenzise ukuthi sisize lapha ekusendlini. And sesesaba nokuthi umuntu angakhwehlela siye esibhedlela. Ngobuthi usesaba ukuthi ungesibhedlela yathiwile COVID. E-COVID khona esibhedlela kulapho kufa khona abantu abaningi kwezilula endlini. Ingxile lapho eselatshwa khona lapho esesivele sithatha yona i-COVID yangkhona. So umuntu umuntu akhona ngumama khathesi uphatheke okwedlulisileyo and abafazi abayabe khangela abantwana ababhala ama-exams, abafuna ukubhala ama-exams, i-exam eqalise ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngayikapheli. Abanye sebelahla amaphepha ngikhona kuya kwi-exam sebestress abantwana. Izinto zakhona zimangazi, azifuni kuhambelana amangazi, zethu izinto kazimangazi. And i-COVID-19 le lockdown yesibili leyo besikhangelela ukuthi lo nyaka kuzayo. Then umnyaka ophele iqalise ngomwaka, khathesi iqalise ngoJanuwari. So siyabazi ukuthi izaphela. Le mithi yona le abathi khona bayayilungisa, bayayikhangela khona ngale ngaphandle kwamazwe. Thina bangapha basikhangele nje bathi sesesaba ngoba sezukuthi i-HIV yalungisa ngapha kuthi izokulala thina abantu abamnyama. Yona imithi abafuna ukusipha yona erifa ngoba bengikhangela namdlalami kwi-intanethi ngibona amanye kuthiwa khona not for US use, not for EU use. Ezariya ngapha e-Afrika iyabi njani?
Iyabi njani.
Imithatha kuphala mbani. Ethathe 3-4 months ukuthi ilungise, eminye yathatha iminyaka le minyaka ukuthi ilungise. Siyazi njani ukuthi ayisiphambanisi. Ufuna ukudla, ukuthi ubaba uthi ufuna ukudla, uthi mama. Ikhanda nibamhlungu ithi uthi mama. Kanti singceda khonapha ngiyabe sengithenga utsheni sengizembathisile sengisithi khonokho kubhaliwe konke.
Kodwa yona i-lockdown ibona ngani iyanceda yini ukwehlisa ukumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwe-COVID-19?
I-lockdown iyanceda okunzima ngoba iyasinceda kunyaka ophelileyo. Into esihluphile ukuthi ngekhisimusi lapha sakhondisa sedlulile. Sakhohlwa sasesicabanga ukuthi umkhuhlane lo kawusekho. Umkhuhlane lo wasememetheka and ukhona liyakwazi and esilawo ezindlini and asikaqali And that's because they have connected as Visa. But I'm always the result of the feeling. I'm not going to say Victoria Falls. They say Carissa. They say Nyanga. We're not trying to be asked. I'm not going to have a question about the book. And I'm not going to have a question about the book. I'm not going to have a question about the book. Where's some of the best bacon? And there's some who are
I'm going to have a question. Akube lenani eliphezulu kakhulu elethusayo labantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kube labantu abangaba inkulungwane lamakhulu amathathu ayedlula amakhulu amathathu 1365 eHarare kuphela edolobheni leHarare kwatholakala amakhulu phose athokwamile mbili 777 ngomlawayo laye lalandela iHarare. Kuthi ngezinyanga ezedluleyo ngathi kuqalisela ngolwezi kusiya kumpalakazi sisiya kathezi kuzibandlela. EMathebeleland North, Mathebeleland South, lebulawayo. Inombolo inani langkhona kade lokho liqonga 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 kube kusiba engxenye lensuku ezimbili ezintathu inani liqongile kakhulu ubona ngani sibisibili kubangelwa yini
umntathu wethu singazi sikhangele amanombolo wakhulu okhuluma ngawo malutshwane kakhulu ngoba uhulumende bona kababathestiwe ngabefuna ubakazi ukuthi bababambe njani baningi abantu abangakhwalifi ukuyatesta nahamba ngatestisa kabili imali engayibhadalayo khonapho was 320 inani labantu abasezimbabwe bakwanisa ukuyatesta kunendawo inetestwa abantu free so inamba ezikhona ezitestiweyo zithestiwe kuhambe njani ngoba abantu abaningi abakathesti yikho kutshengisa ukuthi inamba iqongile ukwedlula inamba eliyitholi and into esisenza abantu bahlale ezindlini ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi inamba ekhulunyweyo leyo imlutshwane abantu abagulayo baningi kwedlula inamba ekhulunyweyo and into eyenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqonge yikuthi ikhisimusi yathi sibuyile abantu bajabula bedlulile yikho kwenza inamba iqonge and siyakwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ikhonezo and abantu sebesesaba ukuphuma angikhona ukuthi i-lockdown yenza abantu babazivalela kathe athesa umuntu lomuntu uselesihlobo uselomuntu omaziyo ukuthi uyagula mina bengilo ufazi kabhudi wamade egula past 2 weeks le esendlini abantwana bahamba bayathesta ubhudi wamahamba wayathesta baphuma bonke bengela COVID but umfazi ekhona esendlini self-isolation ngoba laba abahamba bayathethwa ngoba babe le mali yakhona abangaleyo benzani ezindlini and inani labantu abasezindlini abale COVID baningi kwedlula inamba lezi ezithesileyo ngakule ithuba lokuthi uhulumende athesta abantu mahhara besiyamangala abantu baningi abagulayo
beliza kwedlula nyena lapho
and abaye
ikho-ke wena ukhuthazani ukuthi enana naye ngesimo esinje umama kuthiwa ngesingisi catch 22 situation ufuna ukunakekela imuli ngapha njalo ufuna ukulandela iziqondiso ze-lockdown ukuze angathatheli i-COVID-19 ungabhalansa njani ngokubili ngalezi
nsukuo
akusela maclub akusela mbuthano yokuthi uza kuyathela amacebo kwabanye omama
kuhle kubi khathe sokulethothwa khona ithiwa yibonding esithiwa lifuna lingabantwana khathe selikhuluma selixoxa selixabana lilungisane lisezindlini hakuna nemunhu and ungafuna ukuphuma kuthi wothi mphume phansi uzabuya la umkhuhlane uzabuya la umkhuhlane. Into enhle nge-lockdown lengeke ukuthi uyakwanisa ukuhamba emashop, uyakwanisa ukuhamba emfikeni eseduzane lawo. But ukugqoka imaski khathesa kunkambela lamanga, kasigqokeni imaski, kasigezeni izandla, kasenzeni kholokho esasikwenziwa kudala kuzemba singubo sizithunisele sizenzeni. Ama-home remedies lawo siyawazi, asencede abaningi. Ngoba la imithi yesikhiwa yangikhona yena le isuke ezintweni esilazi ezindlini silale. Amahlamvu amagwava, amalemoni, ama-avocado pear, amamango asinatheni asikwazi ukuthi sizasilelana. But umuntu kahlale ukuhamba kube kulutshwane.
Awukwazi kwathi zingulula. Uyathatha lokhu lalokhu ya. Siphatheke udaba lwe-vaccine. Libona ngani ngokuphathwa kwalo msebenzi, ngokuphuma kwayo, isikhona lapha emazweni athuthukileyo kuboMelika, bo-UK, lamanye amazwe athuthukileyo. Ubona ngathi izafika na eZimbabwe ngokuphangisa?
Vele mina ngwani njengomfazi ose-Afrika angafuni ukuthi ifike. Kasikafikani kabayithathe bona kuqala sibone ukuthi izabenza izabafikisana. Sathini ukuyithatha siza kufa futhi ngayo basoke basiphe futhi imike ukuthi siyelashe ngayo. Abaqale bona bathathe sibone ukuthi iyabafikisana. Ngaso kukubi sizayithatha noma sifuna singafuni kodwa kabaqale bona bayithathe.
Ukukwenza omama babe ngabantu aloluya awusafuni ukuvakatshelwa awusafuni ukuvakatha kodwa ke ngezinye indlela njengokutsho kwakho sokulinika ithuba lokuthi libhonde njengabo njengemuli ubaba lomama kodwa ke ngasikhathisinye kunemibiko ephumayo ethi kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama, kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabantwana ezindlini livalelene kunjani. Suke wezwa nalo ludaba?
Ye, khathesi nge-lockdown yesikole, abantu abaningi balele, banengi. Amadoda amaningi alembazi yophesa abantu abaseduze nami, amadoda aphumile. Into le ikayilula inezinto ezimbi ebuye nazo eziningi and abantwana anti emini la uya kuphume kumbe uyethengani yayenzani abantwana ebusuku bayaphuma abantwana sebebazithwela abaningi ade bengafanelanga bazithwala abantwana abancane ama-form 3 ama-form 2 ngoba akusela entertainment at least ngapha emadorobheni kungcono. And when I say madorobheni, I need to go to emalokitshini. Kwezinye indawo emadorobheni lapho abathuthukileyo abathuthuke khona kulama-internet. At least abantwana bahamba kwi-internet. Abasemalokitshini batshona besenza. Bena. Kungela bantu endleleni. So izinto ezimbi eziningi zenzakala kuma-lockdown. Zenzakala kuma-lockdown and kuzisa ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Ibuye izinto ezimbi eziningi.
Yeah, but at the same time there is a catch-22 situation. Women and mothers, how are they able to balance the two, maintaining social distancing, just not violating the lockdown regulations, trying to adhere to them, but at the same time they have to look after their families. Economically, the economy at the moment is not really good in Zimbabwe or the world over, really. How are they coping and balancing the two?
It's very difficult to balance the two at the moment. And starting from our Zimbabwean economy is agro-based. Everything that we have starts from agriculture. As a woman farmer, you want to go to the fields. You have a woman in the urban areas. That's where most of the abuse now happens, because they are no longer at one place. And traveling at the moment, especially this lockdown, which is like the first lockdown we had in March, traveling is very difficult. You can't even move to the farm. Produce rots in the field. Insects, herbicides are difficult to even get to the field. Insects are destroying crops. Herbs are also destroying produce. Therefore, in the end, the produce is poor. Transporting produce to the city is very difficult. I'll tell you of a scenario that I had this morning. I went to Mbare today, wanted to buy potatoes that were only $10 just about 3-4 days ago. Today, that pocket is going for $15. And how much does an average Zimbabwean earn? Tomatoes were rotting. It's just a mess. Garbage is not being picked up. Diseases. You know, as Zimbabwe, we are prone to typhoid, dysentery. Other diseases that also should be opportunistic diseases due to COVID. So there is a lot. We are in a very difficult position right now. The economic channels are all disrupted. Produce is not even moving. People from Murewa can't even bring their produce into town. So now imagine how many people are snapping produce in the evening and handling it unhygienically. So right now, COVID itself is also creating other atomic bombs.
Yeah. I've also seen of late in the past 3 months, starting from November last year up to January, we've seen numbers from the statistics issued by the Ministry of Health. We've seen numbers rising in Matabeleland, North and South, and Bulawayo. And of late in January, we've seen numbers rising in the Harare metropolitan. What could be causing that?
This season, I think Zimbabwe went on overrides in entertainment. We had relaxed and we celebrated early the diminishing of COVID, not knowing that we were harnessing COVID into our families and into our community. The tourism sector in Zimbabwe has been affected the past year, and I'm sure the government wanted to boost the tourism industry, and prices went to half the cost of what they usually charge. And Zimbabweans went haywire. They were everywhere. Tourist resorts were full capacity, and people were out partying in numbers. Just what happened, that was that went viral in Bari. But everywhere, there was something. So the fact that people went on overrides, enjoying themselves, and having fun over the festive season was a catastrophe. And they're only talking of numbers that are high in metropolitan Harare. What about other city centers? We do not have the means to test properly. Not even a quarter of our population has been tested. Because people have to pay $60. And that is the salary that most civil servants are earning per month. I went for testing in the past 3 months twice, and I paid $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford that? So those that are tested, who paid for their testing? And when were they tested? Critical moments when they're in hospital. They now need ventilators. What about those at home that are afraid and anxious and will not go out there and get tested? So the number that you're talking is very limited and very minimum compared to the real numbers that are out there. And the people are aware, because every household, one way or the other, has been affected or infected. My own sister-in-law was not well just several days ago. My nephew went for testing, they became negative. My brother was negative. My sister-in-law tested positive. Imagine how much they spent for testing. And how many households in Zimbabwe can get? So that to me is just a very, very trivial number.
It's a drop in the ocean.
Yes.
Now, coming to self-isolation, you have a four-room house in the Mbaru, in the high-density suburbs. If you are tested and you are positive, how are women self-isolating in such conditions?
That is very impossible. I'm talking of my sister-in-law was in the house with children who are all below 7 years old. And there are two of them. She does not have a maid now over COVID. She was looking after those kids. She was searching for those kids. How do you self-isolate? It's impossible. We are surviving by God's mercy.
By the grace of God, honestly.
Yes, that's divine intervention, but we can't. Just 2 hours ago, there was a story where police hit a child with a paralytic at the back because the mother was trying to feed for the family. And that child died. When you go to the emergency suburb, there's no isolation, there's no social distancing because they killed people want to get into shops and want produce. And you can't self-isolate like that. It's impossible. Even when you want transport, Zuko. But right now, the nice thing about this lockdown is that you don't travel. You don't move. You just within your community.
Now, looking at the human rights violations, there's been so many cases of domestic violence.
That's very interesting.
What is going on when we are in self-isolation?
COVID has come with a lot of negative effects. A lot of abuse. You're a farmer, you're a woman farmer, you've got a farm out in the Bundu there. You want to go and tend to your crops, your animals. You leave your children at home. In the locations, in the rural areas, there is no entertainment, there is no internet. Children are, it's so pathetic because the early pregnancies are in overdrive. Abuse is so immense, divorces are high. I know friends that have husbands that have left them because their husbands can't cope. Because it just doesn't affect your pocket. It also affects you mentally. There's going to be a lot of mental diseases and mental illnesses after this. Because emotionally, counseling routes and counseling ways that we used to use normally when there is no COVID are all shut. There is no church. There is no community. We are people who believe in extended family. You could go to aunt, you could go to uncle. Right? Nobody, no one wants anybody at the house. Whom do you go and report to? Whom do you talk to? I can't afford data to talk to my sister every day on the phone or to my friends on the phone every day. There's no money. I'd rather save that money for food or for concoctions that I will use for COVID when it strikes. So there's a lot of not only physical abuse but emotional abuse
as well. We've run out of time, but your last word of encouragement to all the women out there in Zimbabwe and the world over.
As women, especially women in Zimbabwe, we've been through so much. We are survivors. We will survive this. COVID will come to an end. And let's use the concussions that everybody has been telling us they went. Let's put on our masks. Let's keep our families indoors. Because COVID is real. Thank you.
Amazo ako kutuina. O enkutazo. Wabanyo mam.
Abafazi beZimbabwe siqinile, sihambe indlela ezibuhlungu ezihlabayo and siphume sinqobile. kukovid lako tidanqina ngasenzeni esikutshelayo siyakwazi okhokho bethu babesila njani khonoko esikutshela sokukhangelela phansi asibuyeleni siyekusebenzisa kuzasenza sinqobe silila bafazi bezimbabwe kasigqokeni imaski kasihlaleni endlini kasigcineni iingcindi zethu zisendlini i-covid kayibuyi siyayithatha so kasekeleni kuyayithatha sihlale phansi
mazwi enyu ekukurudzira mamwe madzimai sezvo takatarisana nedambudziko kudai tinenge tingoda kungokurudzirana nekuti ii zvakaoma and gore rino racho ra2021 tanga tichiti 2020 ngabheta aende asi 2021 wacho abva atanga muna January mazwi ekuridziro
vakadzi vemuzimbabwe takashinga tiri vafundi ende tichakunda 2008 chikafu tinacho tiri kudya saka sekukunda kwekuve 2008 tichakunda asi ngatidzokerei muchinyakare chedu ngatishandisei zvinhu zvataiudzwa zvatinoziva zvaishandiswa nana mbuya vedu ngatinatirei munozviziva zvekunatirwa zvinoshanda asi chinhu chikuru ndechekuti covid haiuye covid tinoenda kunoitora sakani ngatigarei pasi nevana mudzimba tipfeke mamasi tinopona vasazenyakadzipabaya
aiwa tinotenda maipfukwa nekuridziro yamaita uye nekutipa nguva pastudio 7 pawomen's round table ngatikurukurei madzimai asi nhluzeni vomama tichikurukura nezvakatarisana nemadzimai aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
aiwa maita basi
asi yambonga kakhulu unkosikazi Fiona Sinikiwe Fukwa ive lesikhathi esihle kakhulu sokuthi sixoxe ngokudibana labesifazana ezimbabwe phansi kohlelo loli oloyi-COVID-19 lockdown i-level 4 ndange ndiri kutaura namai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa avanova ivo mudzimai ari mubhizimusi vanongobata batawo vachitsanzira vachipandera mhuri yavo kuti inge ichirarama tinotenda zvikuru kuti mauya pachirongwa chedu chanhasi okwamanjeke woti ngitate ithuba lele lokunika abesifazane vasezimbabwe labo abaloke bephethwele nzima ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo phansi kohlelo lolu olwe-COVID-19 30 days ele-level 4 ele-lockdown asizweni bezikhulumela bodwa
salibonani mahlaba ezulu lo okhulumayo ngujothina lusinga yena ohlala enjube kuwathof kobulawayo engumunye wama-vendors nxa sikhangele indlela i-covid ebuye ngayo isuke yasiphambanisa kakhulu emsebenzini yethu thina esiphila ngokuzithengisela mina njengomama ozimele yedwa kusuke kwaba nzima kakhulu konade kuvele kunzima ngenxa yokuthi bengithembele khonapha eze widow mina ngiyi-widow yimi umama yimi ubaba bengiziphilisa okokuqala bengiphila nge-preschool i-preschool ithe ivalwa kubuya i-lockdown kwathiwa sivale with immediate effect savala last year yonke kwaba nzima ke sesihlezi emakhaya ungathela lapho ongathola khona isenti yokuthi abantwana bavuke bekhangele labo ukuthi umama uzazizamela njengoba ilanga liyabe liphuma kusuke impilo yaba nzima kakhulu sihlezi ngaze ngaqala enye iprojekthi entsha yokuthi ngabe ngafundela ukwenza amavasilini la madrinki ngaqalisa ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngiphile ngakho but bekunzima kunjalo ngoba lapho kuthengiswa khona izinto ngapha kufunakala i-foreign currency thina i-foreign currency siyabe singalayo awuthengisa uyenzima so kusuke kwaba nzima emsebenzini wami kakhulu ukuthi ngizathini uyabutholi ungathengisa kathesi usuthengisela ukuthi uthenge itamatisi lokudla kathesi awula saving awulayo ukuthi next meal uzayibona ha so impilo isuke yaba nzima kakhulu kithi yona le ngaqasa ukupheka amavaseline njengoba liyawabona amavaseline lamadrinki kodwa kube nzima kunjalo kusafilte kakhulu thina njengabantu abangabomama umama olabantwana kumele sidle ngaba kumelanga siphume kumele sibhalele izincwadi nxa siphuma kodwa kube nzima ukuthi lapho sitola khona izincwadi lezo bakunika once incwadi leyo isebenza khonapho semday sasa sokumele uyebhalelwe enye incwadi ngoba nizabe ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ngingena etown ngidinga into zami leziyani ngapha etown angivunyelwa ukungena so i-COVID ingi-affecte kakhulu ebhizinisini yami bengingalawo ama-savings ngoba lokhu esikwenza i-hand to mouth uthengisa ufake emlonyeni uthengisa ufake emlonyeni ugcina vele usala ungalalutho manje sesingasayenzi lutho eyi impilo yaba nzima kakhulu i-government yake yasithembisa ukuthi iyasinika ama-cushioning fund of which ibisinika 600 bond esayithola kanye yona yayithi ezosinika for amanyanga zonke ze-COVID of which le 600 yakhona ayila nto eyithengayo ithenga 10 kg yempuphu sokuphelele khonapho the rest kuzozibona ngapha ulandlu uyaloja umastanda ufuna imali yakhe and kube nzima kakhulu kube yi-challenge kimi kakhulu enkulu lakathesi ukuthi ngivuke kubhizinesi ukuthi ngiqalise ukwenza ibhizinesi i-capital yakhona angiselayo angisayitholi so eyi kungi-affecte kakhulu 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 kakhulu
uyo angari mumwe mudzimai wekubulawayo achitsanangudzawo zvaari kusangana nazvo iko zvino apo Zimbabwe iri pasi pechiurongwa hwe 30 days yeCOVID-19 level 4 lockdown anga achingoti o tiri kungoraramawo ko zvinotodii uye zvinonetsa kuti titi ngapasaitwe lockdown yacho nekuti inotidzivirirawo kubva kuti titapurirwe chirwere ichi checOVID-19 asiwo takagara mudzimba kudaro zvinonetsa kuti tiwane chikafu chekupa vana tiwane kuriritira mhuri dzedu takagara kudzimba sezvo ruzhinji rwavo ruri vanhu vanongozviitira mabasa emaoko ekutengesa-tengesa vachinotengesa miriwo vachitengesa zvakadaro daro vamwe vanotoenda kunana Botswana nekunana South Africa kunohodha kuti vange vachitengesa kana pamaflea market bounowo zvekare mumwe mudzimai anorarama nekutengesa achitaurawo zvaari kuona pasi peurongwa hwelockdown ihwo
ibizo lami ngupriti mpofu ngihlala kobulawayo ngingumama ophila ngokuzisebenza ehoda ethengisa ngaphandle kwamazwe ukuze ngikwanise ukuwondla imuli engingakutsho njengomama ozisebenzayo olabantwana oyisingle mother engiphila ngokuthi ngithengise ukuze abantwana badle baphinde njalo bahambele esikolo engingakutsho ukuthi i-lockdown leyi eyakhathesi ingizwise ubuhlungu kakhulu ngesizathu sokuthi besisanda ukuphuma kuholiday lathi sibe lokuspenda kakhulu kuholiday abantwana befuna ukudla ezimnandi abantwana befuna impahla sesikhangelele ukuthi njengoba sesiphumile kuholiday umnyaka siqala sizasebenza sithengise ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sibise lokho esikusebenzise ngeholiday sokuvuka sokuthiwa i-lockdown amabhoda kuyikuthi ebengakathathi isikhathi eside evuliwe sesikhangelele ukuthi sesake siphumule ukube siwoda ngokuphathisa abanye abantu lathi sikwanise ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthola incwadi zama-COVID certificate sizichaphele umngcele wokuyawoda izinto zethu sibuye sithengise ngapha ngendlela elula Koke i lockdown sesikhangelele ukuthi siza kuyawoda kwavuka sokuyi lockdown. Sivele singasela izimali, singasela ni cent sikhangelele ukuthi sizavuka. Kunzima kakhulu. Kunzima engakutsho ukuthi ngikhuluma nje kathe sisabe sesigula istress ukucabanga kakhulu emotionally susiba affected njengomuntu ongumama. Awula yonini sispendile over Christmas sizitshela ukuthi sizasebenza kade sesihlezi phansi akula plan asazi lokuthi siqalela ngapi sisiya ngapi so besikhangelela ukuthi at least ngahulumende uthe sithi lockdown kwaba lokunye njengasinceda ngakho njengabantu abangomama maybe abakhangelela lokuphila labantwana maybe njengabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa abasebenza ama cross border traders sanikwa nje maybe ongamala allowance ongama covid allowance zokuncane khona lokho ukuthi lati sikwansi ukuthi sithele abantwana ukudla even ama food wampa nje kodwa lokhu sakwansi ukuthi uhulumende abe lapho asincedisa khona
hayo angari mamwe emadzimai anorarama nekutengetengesa nemabasa emaoko vachitsanangudzawo zvavari kusangana nazvo muupenyu pasi peurongwa hwelockdown muZimbabwe kuti pange pachidzivirirwa kutapuriranwa kwechirwere checovid-19 haiwa hama dzinodiwa hanzi chisingaperi chinoshura nhasi unotasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi mbakwiti kuthiwa kusinwa kudedelwana woti lami ngidedele kwabanye isikhathi asisavumi ukuba siqhubekele phambili siloke sikulolu hlelo sezidliwe ngumangoyi sesizalugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngile themba lilukholisile kulokho okuvele emelika iziphi igaba kade zisenzakala khona lalabo abesifazane labo abazama ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo ngendlela ezehlukeneyo likhuthazeke ukubana lilondoloze impilo ngoba i-COVID-19 iyabulala njalo kayikhethi asilondolozeleni uhlanze asigqokeneni amamaski lapho sisiya phandle singabuthani duzane laduzane siminyezelene simaintaine i-social distancing oselivalelisa kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngupresident Jeremiah mova nekurara kwakanaka nhasi unoyu tabva tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi ndinoda kutenda zvikuru mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa vanenge navo muchirongwa chanhasi pamwe chete nemadzimai akazvipira kuti vange vachitaura nezvavari kusangana nazvo vatataura navo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi morara zvakanaka ndipraxidis Jeremiah. We've come to the end of our program today. I hope you did enjoy it and you witnessed whatever was happening in the United States yesterday. But now we've come to the end of the program because we've run out of time. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, whom I had in this program. And she was so hospitable that she could speak in both languages, in Shona, English, and in Ndebele. So with the difficulties of this pandemic, we have had to broadcast from home. I wouldn't have managed to do all this if she wasn't so generous as to give a part of her time to us. Thank you so much. Thank you.